Well, hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good evening, or good night, wherever you're at. I just wanted to say hey, and just thank you, and, you know, I'm incredibly nervous, right? I've gone far enough to have a little understanding now of what's God and kind of what's happened and what's going on in my head. I don't know how to stop it, you know. It's a neuron connection that's producing this message that God's real. But now, because it's all I had. That like when he answered the prayer when I was 18, instantly, this neuron connection, and I didn't even know that's what it was, but it was produced, and it transmits the message that God is real. But now it has all this other, what God did for me, and the scriptures, and just keeps going, and don't stop. It's like, and you know, the scriptures and God, they're going to produce thoughts that you don't have. But then the scriptures will start to connect. They'll start to be grouped. Your mind will group commonalities and things like words and meanings and the scriptures and starts to group everything and starts to give you revelation. Those scriptures, and these are even better thoughts, God thoughts, and once you get them, they go into your mind. You know, they're there. You know, you didn't have them before. They've been created now, and so it's like a God mentality, a God mindset, and this, like, it's, you know, it says God fights for you. It's automatic. And so now, when the negative comes, or the devil tries to attack, or you know, those old thoughts that you created, they may creep back, but now all this God mentality thoughts, these scriptures and revelations, they attack, you know, instantly. So, no, I rebuke you, devil. I'm not that. I'm this. I'm loved. I'm worthy. You know, you automatically will go to the opposite of whatever the devil's telling you, the negative, you know, the lie. And then all the other scriptures, it says it'll meet you where you're at, and you got all this other thoughts and revelations that no matter where you it's freedom. It's like a web of thoughts that support each other and attack the devil instantly when he sends the negative, you know. And so then, like, you always smile even when it gets a little bit bad or a little bit tough, or you know, you creeps back to the negative. It's not long. You may stumble, but it's God's for you, and he fights for you, and so it's like automatic. And it goes like, no, not today, devil, you know. And I've been so stressed from going and I backwards to this job, but it's like, okay, well, then what can I learn? What am I learning, God? What do you need to teach me? Because the job and God and my dad and it's all this and learning is, well, you know, the darkness you learn about how it affects you, and you may stumble and you may fall, but it says the righteous fall 7 times. So that means if you're righteous, that means you have to get up. You know, you can't never quit. So you just get up and keep going. And so I may get God wrong 1,000,000 times, but there's going to be that 1,000,001. Eventually, I'm going to get it right. And so this Live Me Pro app, that's where I'm going to start, because it was on the live where it started. So Live Me Pro, that's where I'm just going to, like, when I do commit here, it'll probably be like a month. I made a goal for a month. and to do my first live, and then try to learn, you know, because I can only be hot, honest, open, and transparent, right? And so I'll just be honest, open, and transparent, and like let them know that I need their help far more than they'll ever probably need. But you know, I think about God saves people to save people. It all these thoughts, you get all these new understanding, and I think about that person. If God saved me to save somebody, that there's somebody that's so, the way he saved me, I can't, like, the person that is so important to him that he would save me that way to try to save somebody else, it's incredibly special. And I think about that person who's really broken right now, and like I was, and scared and miserable, and doesn't know how to get out of it, and doesn't know what to do. And God, I've had to rethink it, you know. He's always been just real, and that's all I had. And it still is, because I told him, I said, God, I need you to be real. I need the end result to be your real, like you've always been. And, like, no matter what the details are now, I need you to be real, you know. I don't care about the details. I just need you to be real. And the Bible, it's like I've said it before, it's like it did the greatest thing it could ever do for me, and yet it's like broke my heart too. But God answered, you know, and he is real. When that prayer was answered and that real neuron connection in my brain that transmits this message, it's real. And it's there, and it don't quit. It doesn't stop. And now it has all this Bible and what it did, and so I have to share it. And I know that my main focus is just this mental health, you know, and how it, the renewing of the mind and everything that it did and how it happened. Or, you know, and I, you know, I don't write sermons, and I'm not a preacher, and I don't, and so I don't really know what God's doing or leading, but I just know I need to be there for them, and I need them to help me. You know, I'm gonna need them far more than they'll need me. But if there's people that love me, I want to be there for them. I don't want to, like, I'll never give up on God and whatever this is. So, you know, I didn't leave. I just had, you got to spend time with God, you know. In 1 Daniel 5, it talks about he learned for 3 years and then served in the king's court. And it's only been barely over two, and I was probably ready 6 months ago, but I had to get my house in order. I had to get my own place and get back to working and get some things off my mind, you know. But I feel like I'm close, and I set a goal for a month. I got to talk to a couple of people to get pointers and tips, you know, some, maybe a pastor. Just get some, you know, I got God, but I would love to have some blessing and just a prayer. I don't know. You know, I pray all the time. I've never asked anybody to pray for me. I don't need it. I pray. I talk to him. I've talked to him for 20 years. And I know that it sounds weird. And you have to understand that it's just a message that's transmitted right now in my head. It's a neuron connection that tells me. But it's loud. It's like the voice. It was so loud when it said, "Put me in your ear. I love you, son." Would never, and it was a loud thought. It was so loud. And I would never refer to myself as son. And then all this other stuff that's happening and all these things that are make it so clear. And I just want to be okay and be with the people and people that love me and that I love. I love everybody. But if I'm struggling, I know they still struggle, because the amount of time that I spent with God, and I don't struggle much in comparison. But I feel like God's using my misery. That's why I came back to Tyson. I feel like he sent me back to Tyson to springboard me. So it's using the misery from Tyson. Like, the darkness. And from my dad and my pet is to springboard me forward into doing this live. Which is where it started. But the scriptures, they're going to, like, produce the God thoughts that people need, you know, that fight for you. God fights for you. And I don't know how to, you know, maybe other, like, I'm going to be, it'll be totally different. Like, I'm just going to explain it and share and be there and just be there for, like, encourage people, or if they need to share and release it. And that's just what I want to do. And so I'm speaking that because that's what I want. So I want to be there for the people that love me and that I love. Everybody. I love everybody. But I know that there's people that love me. And the hate, you know, it's going to come. And it's got purpose too. It's like fuel. Gasoline. It keeps you going. You know. And so there's purpose there. And I have to know that so that I can bless my enemy. Bless those who curse you. Because it's the same reason we don't judge. When we judge somebody in a negative manner, it's in our mind. We're thinking the negative thought about them. So then it's cursing us. That's why you have to look for the good. And if you do judge, because it's normal, judge them on their good. Look for the positive in people, right? And it'll all be all right. I know I'm going to be okay. I just want to thank you for being you. And I just ask for patience and grace and understanding, because I need it. And I'm scared and I'm nervous. But I'm just learning. I just got to be me and who I am. Which is, I still don't even know that I figured that out. I know who God says I am. And so I just repeat that. And then, you know, let the cards fall where they may, so to speak. I have to get refocused. It's got to be about God. God, God. And not, like, money and girls and all this other stuff, you know, it's not what I care about. I care about God, and I care about people, and I care about whoever this person is that's so incredibly special and important to God that he would save me to save them in a manner I can't even understand, hardly. But I love you. I love you. You're so special. You're so awesome. You're so wonderful. And I just hope that you have a great, fantastic night. And God loves you, and I love you. And just be blessed, okay? Bye.